It might not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me that there's a flow to this show. There's a pacing. I don't know what I'm going to play next when I'm playing something, but I figure it out because it just seems, this'll work. And I just had nothing left that would fit after Sam Burton. So we went back to Mr. Ho's Orchestratica, which I aired earlier in the program. Different track. Arab Dance from Tchaikovsky. From the Mr. Ho's Orchestratica album, Third River Rangoon. Prior to that, Sam Burton. From his Dear Departed album, we heard Pale Blue Night. Francesca Gaza and Lilac for People. That's what it said. Lilac for People. Oh. Rotation suggesting Permanence. And I mentioned in the comments that her voice reminded me of someone. I couldn't place it. And finally, about 30 seconds in, I think, Linda Perhax, who did that amazing album, Parallelograms. That's who she sounds like. Rotation suggesting Permanence. The track, the album, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. I don't even know the language. It could be completely gibberish. I don't know. Sholto, before that, Sholto did The Pearl That Glitters from a new album called The Changing Tides of Dreams. Tommy James and the Shondells gave us Smoky Roads, a deep track from Crimson and Clover. Gus Janssen and Hub Emmer did Annabelle Lawrence from their album Die Grove Chorale. Right, and Gus Bodenheim taking us back to Hollywood, where they're working on adaptations of his novels, A Fistful of Chuck and Yes, That's My Rectum, two of Gus's big blockbuster novels from the past few years. We'll have more Gus next week. I'll be back, too, next Wednesday here on WFMU. My name's Irwin. Program will be archived shortly. Stay tuned for 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy, a new live edition in the studio. They want couples to call up, and Andy is going to figure out, based on clues, how long you have been together. Coming up next on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. We never got a call this early in the show. It's very exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're not.
Another.
You're not dreading talking to someone.
They got scared.
Unsolicited.
Oh. Of course, bust my bubble.
Bust my bubble. Hey, that'll be our new little catchphrase. Why, bust my bubble.
Wasn't bust my buttons, is that from The Wizard of Oz or something?
I don't know, Ken.
The program.
I don't know, Ken.
This is 7 Second Delay. Welcome back, Andy.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're trying to nail down the origin of the phrase bust my buttons. Ken thinks it might be from The Wizard of Oz screenplay. Give us a call, 201-209-9368. Thanks, Ken. We're off and running.
No problem.
It's a whole new year. I was worried that we lost our mojo.
Oh, no.
No, we've got... I was worried we had no other avenues to go down.
We've got mojo on ice.
Mojo on ice. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're looking for the origins of these phrases. Bust my buttons, mojo on ice. Yeah, it's a brand new year, and we're not dry yet, buddy. We haven't hit bottom yet.
No. No, we start at the top. When did we hit bottom last year? I think it was April.
I think it was that second marathon show that I Skyped in.
Oh, yeah. That was the bottom.
That was pretty bad.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, hey, when do you hear this year's Skyped in marathon show?
I'm looking forward to it. So you and the family were in Italy, I understand.
Yeah, we did Italy.
Yeah.
They are cuckoo nice. For Jesus in Italy. They love Jesus.
Well, there's a lot of countries where they love Jesus.
They love him.
They love him here, too, you know.
I go into museums. Are there any non-Jesus portraits? Any non-Jesus exhibits? Nothing against Jesus.
You couldn't find any? I mean, were you in Florence? Did you see?
We did Florence.
So you saw David. There's no Jesus in David. Right?
I could see David's pecker from 3.5 blocks away.
Well, it's not outside. It's inside.
No, they have a replica outside.
Yeah.
In Florence.
Okay. Nobody's calling about Bust My Buttons or Mojo on Ice, by the way.
Our show sucks. Come on. Who are we kidding? What are we even trying to hide it? Just embrace it. Our show's the worst. We got nothing.
You know, I think we need our friends and family to do a radio program intervention with us.
It's the most honest show you're going to hear.
They need to confront us with our our lack of prep.
Why are we doing it?
Our lack of commitment.
I drive an hour. You're already here.
That's true. I'm not driving hours anymore.
Yeah, you're moved. You've moved.
I've moved back to Hudson County. Yeah.
Yeah. How's that working for you?
It's working great.
Hey, that was a nice, you threw a little party.
Yeah, and you came to my little party. That was very nice.
Sure.
I appreciated that. That really meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell it did.
I know how much you hate people and groups of people.
No, but I like your friends. They're cool.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
Damn, this show sucks. You think it got better talking about your cookie party?
You've been gone for quite a while.
Yeah, we did Italy. I was out of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wait, you've been gone too. You were visiting.
Well, yeah,
family.
I went to Michigan for a couple of weeks like I always do.
Where were you New Year's Eve? Were you awake at midnight?
No. I don't celebrate New Year's Eve at all.
How deep was your sleep at midnight, would you say? Were you in REM? Were you in stage 4, gone?
I was in delta sleep. Yeah, very deep sleep.
Me too.
Yeah.
By midnight.
Yep. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Well, but my buttons, Andy and Ken are back.
There it is.
It's Aaron from Minneapolis.
Thanks, Aaron. And he used our little new catchphrase, bust my buttons.
I saw Monk's last case, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how did... What did you think of that, Aaron?
It was comedy hell.
Comedy hell?
I think he said comedy hell.
Yeah. Well, that's
I saw Monk's last case, Andy.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Let him say the whole thing.
Okay.
The dog poop scene was comedy gold.
Oh, comedy gold.
Comedy gold, the dog poop scene. Yes, that was that. Comedy gold.
I'll take that over comedy hell anytime, if I have a choice. If there's a tagline, if those are the two taglines to choose from.
Well, you should use Aaron from Minneapolis as a blurb in the in the marketing marketing for the movie.
Comedy gold. The dog, thanks, Aaron.
The dog poop scene was comedy gold. Aaron from Minneapolis.
I'll
love
take
you
it.
All.
Thanks. Love you too.
Thank
Happy
you,
New
Aaron.
Year.
Happy New Year. Wait a second. I don't think "bust my buttons" really was going to be our catchphrase. It was "bust something else."
Whatever you want. Kat.
Yeah, bust my something else.
It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter anymore. When do we get too old for this? Are we going to die doing this?
Yes. Yes. Wouldn't that be great?
Who will outlive the other, you or me? I lost some weight. I'm trying to outlive my wife.
Uh-huh.
I've got You're there are a few things.
Outlive your wife?
Yeah, a few things around the house I want to do that she won't let me do. Got to outlive her.
I'm just trying to outlive Bob Dylan.
Oh man. Well, you have a pretty good head start.
Yeah.
Isn't he 83?
Yeah, he's up there, man. He's way older than me. Yeah.
You wouldn't know he was in his 80s from hearing him in concert recently.
You wouldn't know he was alive from hearing him in concert.
Yeah. How many roads must the man walk down before you call him, man? I went to a Dylan concert like 25 years ago. And it's kind of like a game. It's kind of like an interactive game now where you try to guess what song he's singing.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah.
I also heard that when he toured with Tom Petty, he couldn't figure out why the audiences seemed to like Tom Petty so much better than him.
Man, he just doesn't want to go home. Go home, Bob.
Well, it's the never-ending tour.
I know. What does that tell you?
That's what he calls it.
That's not exactly a great compliment to his wife, is it? So long, honey. I'm going to see you in 2042. He's got nothing to come home for?
I can't even imagine why he likes being on the road that much. It's kind of hard to fathom all the way around. But anyway,
there's a lot of things kind of hard to fathom.
Like what else?
Like what the hell we're doing? We're 10 minutes in.
Yeah, well, we're delaying getting into the topic.
Well, I actually do have this. I believe a skill set. I believe I have a talent.
Oh, it's a really amazing talent.
I talk to a couple, you give me a call. I talk to you for a few minutes, ask you a couple of questions, and then I can divine just from your answers within a year how long you've been together.
I've never seen you miss more than a year or two.
Well, if I'm off by more than a year, you win a prize. You'll send our first listener who beats me.
Yes.
10 bumper stickers.
Yep.
And then every subsequent listener who can beat me, who can stump me, will send them the address of the first listener. Right?
Correct.
So they can contact them for their bumper sticker.
Correct.
You don't want to send out multiple packages of bumper stickers.
No, I do not.
So the first listener that stumps me gets all the bumper stickers, and then subsequent listeners, they can just deal with it between themselves.
Right.
Yeah. That's how you do
That's it. That's best.
That's how you do it when you've given up caring.
So the phone number.
Oh, yeah. Give the phone number.
Is 201-209-9368. And we're
That's
looking
201-209-9368.
Very good, Andy.
Wives, girlfriends, get your husband's permission before you call.
Why can't they just call themselves?
Oh, listen to Ken here. Yeah.
And you said earlier that you actually were open to same-sex couples as well.
Same-sex couples, that's right.
It's a thing now.
Any couples. Oh, it's a big thing now.
Yeah. You mentioned that you were reading about that.
Lots of articles about same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
I'm on hold.
Yes, just stay on hold. Did you want to talk to Ken and Andy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, okay. I didn't realize you were here.
Yep, just stay on hold. We'll be with you in a minute, okay?
You're on hold.
Thanks for calling. Yep. You are in slot
Hang
number
on.
You're slot number 8. There are 7 callers ahead of you.
What's it like there on hold, by the way?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Are you comfortable?
Hey, I have some good news. Callers 2, 4, and 6 have just hung up. There are now 3 callers ahead of you. Wait, hold on. The caller number 1, we just lost him. There are now 2 callers ahead of you.
Your math doesn't quite add up, but that's okay.
Hang on. There goes caller number 2. Wait, and there goes caller number 3. So it looks like you're next. You're on deck. And we just lost caller number 7. You are on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
My name's Tom.
Thanks for holding. Tom, are you calling with your significant other in the same room?
Yeah, she's right here.
What is her name?
Susan.
Susan. So they know? Okay.
They know one another's name.
They seem to be, she's in the room with him. That implies some sort of commitment. So Susan and Tom, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And just based on the answers, I'm going to divine within a year. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Sure.
Okay. Which of you, on a typical night, on an average night, goes to bed first, falls asleep first?
Susan,
definitely.
And why is that, Susan? Tell us about your morning schedule.
Well, we get up around the same time in the 6 o'clock hour. I walk the dog, and then I try to get to work by maybe 8.
Andy, they have a dog. Yes. That says a lot right there.
Yes, that's a big clue.
But I'm sensing that there's no kids in the relationship. Kids would have been mentioned in the morning routine. Susan goes to bed first. Okay, one last question.
Maybe the kids are grown and gone.
Yeah, maybe. You think so? No, they sound so young. Because, listen, she's still giggling.
Good point.
So how long?
Good point.
And, you know, that fades.
Yeah.
Right? That's good. 8 years in, you don't hear that.
Okay, so
I've narrowed it down. What's your guess?
I'm not guessing. You're the expert.
Okay, this is within a year. It's Susan and Tom. They know. They sleep together. She goes to bed first. They knew that right off the top.
She wakes up first.
She wakes up first. No, she does not wake up first. They're both up at 6.
You're right. But
he needs less sleep than her. Because of the probably that's the cocaine talking. Listen to them giggling together. Hey, what kind of car do you guys have? Do you have 2 cars? Do you share a car?
Two cars? A recent phenomenon.
Okay, just bought a second car. Okay, I'm changing. Okay, they're giggling. They just bought a second car.
Dog.
They are 7 years in. You guys are not 7 years married. You are 7 years in. Give or take a year. How did I do?
You are only off by
20 years off. I think you said, what did you say?
I said I could get it within 20.
Within 20 years?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You did it.
Yeah, I do that. I do that at parties, a little party trick I do.
So I think Susan and Tom.
A bumper sticker, maybe.
Well, we're going to send you all the bumper stickers, and then other couples that we talk to, they'll have to get in touch with you. You'll just deal with them. frankly, we don't have the patience or the desire.
So Susan and Tom, you can email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah.
And I'll mail you everybody's bumper stickers.
They are.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. We will take them.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Show on the radio.
Hey, you could have a bumper sticker party.
They could.
Yeah.
With the dog and the cars.
Can't be any worse than your damn cookie party.
I thought you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, is that what I said?
That is what you said.
Oh, no, that's not good. To perjure myself on the first show.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan and Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Tell me more about the cookie party. Did anybody hook up? In one of the bedrooms upstairs?
I don't believe so, no. It wasn't that good of a party. Nobody passed out.
The cookies weren't that good?
It's not a good party unless people hook up upstairs or somebody passes out in the bathroom.
You know who were a cute couple? Susan and Tom.
They were cute.
We should invite them to the next cookie party.
You did so badly, though.
I'm not very good at this.
You were 20 years off. I've seen you nail this left and right.
Well, I was completely fooled. I think they tricked me. They pretended to still enjoy each other's company.
Ah.
Oh, it was an Academy Award performance. You heard
you mean the giggling, yeah.
The giggling.
Well, I mean, is it possible that it was real?
27 years.
Yeah.
Ken, please. Yeah.
I've been married longer than 27 years.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
We still giggle.
Do you?
Yeah.
I kind of remind Beth to giggle.
Yeah. I've seen Beth giggle at your jokes.
She giggles at me. I don't know if it's at my jokes. No.
Oh, you think Beth she's laughing at you and not with you?
Beth is still. No, I loved the sound of her laughter.
But you love the sound of any woman's laughter.
Yeah. Sometimes when Beth goes like an hour without laughing, I just start screaming at her. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you laughing?
Are we ready for another call?
I don't know. Sure. Susan and Tom, they were good. They've completely fooled me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Oh, love the show.
Can't believe we got through.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does. It means more to me than it does to you.
And though. Who are we speaking to?
Ann and David?
No, Zachary.
I'm going to call you David.
Ann and Zachary.
Let's just say David.
It's probably our Zachary.
Here's what happened. I already wrote down the word David.
I misheard him.
Okay, no.
I'm sorry, Zachary. He wrote down David.
No. We'll go Ann and Zach. Now, they sound very happy together. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Have you guys at any point in your relationship ever worked together?
A little bit.
Do you mean working for somebody else who's paying
them?
Well,
either whatever job they do to earn money, to pay the rent, do they do it? Have they ever done it together?
No, more like volunteer work together.
Oh, okay. Volunteer work together. Okay, now what did you do New Year's Eve? Where were you guys at midnight on New Year's Eve?
In our home, listening to WFMU.
No, I asked a serious question. Where were you on New Year's Eve just a couple nights ago at midnight?
Yeah.
That was Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Sunday.
And were you guys alone at midnight?
No, our kids made it. They made it all the way.
Hold on. The kids made it. There's a clue.
Yeah.
I'm no detective, but my God.
You could ask him how old their kids are.
No, that's cheating. I can't ask for... Okay,
no,
but
that's
wait.
That's true. No, you're right. That would be cheating.
Okay, so hold on. But the kids made it.
Let's work backwards from that phrase. That means...
They were on their own. The kids weren't picked up at the train station. They clearly made it themselves. Saying the kids made it means the kids got there on their own. Am I right?
No, that's not what it means at
all. It means.
No, it means they made it to midnight without falling asleep.
No, the kids made it home for the holidays.
No.
Oh, you think the kids made it to midnight?
It means the kids are like 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Old.
No. Oh, no. Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they made it all the way to midnight without passing out.
Oh, I misunderstood. No, the kids made it is not 8 or 9 years old. The kids made it is 6 or 7 years old. Eight or nine years old, it's not a big accomplishment.
Eh.
6 or 7 or my age, 68, it's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
Okay, so 6 or 7. Okay, now real quick, Ann, without talking to Zach, without looking at him, what's the name of your youngest child? Quickly.
Emmeline.
Zach, is that correct?
It is.
He had to think about that.
He did. There was a pause.
Yeah.
Okay, so
as though he was pulling out.
Emmeline is 5.
Pulling out the documentation.
They have 2 kids. Okay, so the kids they had 3 years into the marriage. Okay, so I'm going to go not by the marriage, but by the relationship. These guys sound like they met in college. I'm going to say these guys are 16 years in. Okay, that's my guess. Within a year, 16 years in.
Within 6.
God.
And you were 6 years off,
later
Andy.
Later this month, it'd be 22.
Damn, wait, hold on. 22, and then I said 16.
Yeah.
He's right. He's right about
off.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely right about them. He did the math.
So, Ann and Zachary, we have a bumper sticker for you.
No, we do not. Susan and Tom have a bumper sticker.
That's what I was going to get to that. Susan and Tom have a bumper sticker for you. But I'll hook you up with them.
Love it.
Yeah. There are distributors. Now, we've subcontracted out the job. Why don't we subcontract out the job of entertaining people every Wednesday?
That's a great idea.
These two people.
We should do a show like that.
We should.
Yeah. But I guess we would have to vet people first and make sure that they were truly entertaining.
How carefully did we vet Susan and Tom?
We didn't vet them at all.
Exactly. We just trusted our gut.
And now we're talking to Ann and Zachary. Thank you guys for playing.
Oh, God.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you have a good year.
Yeah, this is your year.
You too.
Wait, I'm talking now to Zach, not Ann. Zach?
Yeah.
This is your year. This is it.
What does that mean?
I just have this feeling about Zach.
Uh-huh.
This is the year it's all going to work for you. It's all going to come together. And I'm not getting any vibes one way or the other. I'm sorry. Thanks for calling.
Bucci did a show last night where he asked people what it is that they would like to continue doing or continue not doing that's already underway.
Yeah, how'd that show work out for him?
Great.
Okay, so why don't we do that? We're going to ask people, what are you doing you want to continue doing?
He did that.
Yeah, but it worked out great for him.
But he just did it.
You said great.
It was 24 hours
ago. I'd like to experience that.
He does the same.
A sensation that must be to have a topic that works great.
I'll give you his phone number. You could call him up and ask him about it.
Maybe I could just go to the archives.
Because he's on Tuesdays from 6 to 7.
Is his show archived?
We're on Wednesdays from 6 to 7.
Who's his co-host?
He doesn't have one. It's amazing what he does. He does an hour-long talk show all by himself. And he has a well-thought-out
concept. Who works all the knobs?
He does.
Who does the phone stuff?
He does.
Then who talks to the listeners?
He does. He does it all.
What's his name?
Bucci.
Bucci. Sounds like a super band. A super DJ.
Well, Bucci. We have a full phone bank. Well, is there anything that you have not been doing that you want to continue not doing?
I don't know. I don't care. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's move on. That's a stupid question.
Well, because it rang true for
it's
me.
It's stupid.
I want to continue.
I don't care. Here's $5.
Where? Where is it? Where's the $5?
I've got 5 euros left over from Florence.
I don't want euros. I can't use euros. I want to continue not drinking. Too late.
You want to continue not drinking?
Yeah.
You gave up drinking last year?
Yeah, about 6 months ago.
How'd that work out for you?
Great. Actually, really well. This looks like a fake $5 bill. What's going
shut
on?
Shut up.
What's
Pick
going
up the,
on
just
with this?
Take the calls.
When we have calls on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for calling.
Are you there with your significant other, Lee?
I am not here with another Lee. I'm here with
Seth and Lee. I love them. I love these two.
What do you love most about Seth and Lee?
I love that he lets her, he makes her dial the phone. He's clearly in control. He's clearly wearing the pants.
Because he makes her dial the phone?
Yeah, well, there are 10 digits involved. Honey, dial the phone.
Maybe he's incompetent. Maybe he's dyslexic.
Lee, do what I tell you. Just dial the phone.
I didn't dial the phone. I actually had FMU's number in my contact.
Oh, for speed dial. Yeah, because sometimes you hear a song and it's just so moving you want to call the DJ.
No, she's probably a regular caller on Bucci's show. That's another thing about Bucci is that he has regular callers.
He does?
Yes, he does.
Okay, but when you consider my personality and your personality.
That's true.
Right? The handicap we're laboring under.
You mean
we're doing tremendously
right,
well.
Right, how unlikable we are.
Yes, we repel people.
Yes.
Then we're doing remarkably well.
No, when you point that out, it's almost like Bucci is cheating.
Yeah. Or we're doing the radio equivalent of the Special Olympics.
Yes.
You can't judge us by Bucci's time.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Bucci's success.
I know what you're saying. We should get a participation trophy every Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Hey, Seth and Lee, let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Okay. Seth and Lee, who's... parents do you spend most time with?
Lee's.
Now tell me why you end up with Lee's parents more than yours.
Well, my mom is their only living parent right now. That's why.
Oh, that's a big hit.
Yeah, that is a big hit.
Only one living parent.
And Seth, that means just... It's what? I'm sorry?
Did you say Steph or Jeff?
Oh, it's Jeff? Jeff, both of your parents then would be dead.
Correct.
Are you saying that Lee might have murdered them?
I don't have enough information.
No.
Well, of course he would deny that. He's protecting his own wife.
Jeff, what is your relationship with Lee's mom? Why don't you describe?
It's very good.
Okay, now without telling me how you met, I'm sorry, without telling me when you met, tell me how you met.
We were roommates.
Wait, you were roommates?
Yes.
At some weird New England progressive college of some kind? Some hippy-dippy college?
Yes.
Why couldn't...
I left school for a short time. I was actually in Ann Arbor, and I moved out to Chicago, and my friend introduced me to someone she knew who was looking for roommates, and it was Jeff.
So you moved in as platonic roommates. You were just sharing. Yeah. You were sharing the rent. Okay. How many weeks did it last where you were still platonic friends?
5 times 4, 20 weeks.
20 weeks.
Wow. 5 months.
5 months. How did they? Man, that's just sheer willpower for 5 months.
Yeah.
That must have been a long 5 months, because they clearly were. They knew they were meant for each other.
Well, maybe one of them had an STD. They wanted to be sure they were completely over it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like a 40-day like a 5-month quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Lee is very careful about that stuff. Okay, and then that night, 5 months in, that's a magical night. Do you count that night as your anniversary?
Yes.
Jeff, do you know what date that was? That date, 5 months in. Off the top of your head, you do? Okay, let me just ask you one other question.
I'm not going to give you the date, or else.
No. I mean the date, the month, and the day. Do you two share? Are you two religious people?
It was May 5th.
May 5th.
Ooh, you just have to find a year that includes that date.
I think they agreed months earlier. They agreed months earlier. Hey, let's hook up on May 5th. They circled that date on the calendar, and they just waited. Which of the two of you is more religious, would you say? That takes religion, where religion is more important to them?
Neither.
They have that in common.
Godless heathens.
Yes, they have that in common.
Yeah.
And like
most of our listeners.
They don't know what religion not to raise the children in. That's the only confusing part.
It's one of the main reasons we listen to your show.
Exactly, I know. There can't be a God if I have a show every week. Is that what you're saying? Okay, so I'm ready with my guess.
Okay.
I don't think they have kids. I think this is a recent phenomenon, this Lee and Jeff thing.
Oh, okay. And your guess is?
My guess is 9 years. They're 9 years in. Am I?
We're going to miss Andy.
Oh, my God. I just stink at this.
How 35, brother.
We've been together 35 years.
Wow, Andy. 26 years off.
I can't. I'm just...
You used to be so good at this.
I'm just whiffing at this.
I remember I saw you do this at the bottom line, and you didn't miss once.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those...
Can I guess my weight?
A lot of those people were plants at the bottom line.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to guess your weight,
that
Lee.
That explains
Dear
it all.
Dear God. Lee, we want you to continue loving our show. I'm not guessing people's weight. But congratulations.
Well, I'll guess Lee's weight.
Do not guess Lee's weight. I won't let you do that. Don't say a word.
95 pounds.
Oh, God. That's even worse.
95?
Am I close? 95 pounds, Lee?
You're 10 off.
I would have guessed 320.
Well, see, that's why you always insult people.
That's why I
don't
should,
guess.
That's
don't,
why I shouldn't be allowed.
Don't
to guess
a big number.
I know.
You guess a low number.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me? You would guess
320 pounds.
Like Bucci. Bucci has more. Bucci can read the room. That's why I love Bucci.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Yes, he can.
Okay, thanks for listening, Lee.
Thank you, Lee and Jeff.
Everyone's winning bumper stickers.
Oh, yes, that's right, Lee and Jeff.
Go bother Susan and Tom.
Yes, email me and I'll hook you up with Susan and Tom, who will mail you out a bumper sticker.
There are tchotchke distributing company.
Ah, what's going on here? Sorry, my chair just fell down to
the
ground.
No one cares. No one cares the problem you have with your chair. That's like I had a dream last night. You know it's going to be just a waste.
Here's $5. Don't tell me your dream.
Exactly.
I actually had an incredible dream.
Oh, shut up.
About 4 nights ago.
Were you in it? Were you yourself in it?
Oh, yes, I was.
I'm in all of my dreams, too. I'm the star of all my dreams.
Wow, that's amazing.
I have some co-stars. I have some cameo people making little appearances. But mostly,
you have stuntmen?
I do have stuntmen in my dreams when I get shot off the roof.
Well, why do you need a stuntman in your dreams?
I'm not going to fall off the roof. That's you die.
In this dream I had a couple of nights ago, I was on top of a cliff, and the guy I was
$5.
With, okay.
Here. Let's give it to me. Just changing hands. Dreams are the worst.
Thank you. This also looks like a fake $5 bill.
It's the same bill. Hey, who are we talking to? What's your name?
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
You said we had a caller.
We did have a caller. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. And it's Michael in Boston.
Michael, why don't you introduce your significant other there?
I'm Pam.
Oh, hey, Pam.
Hi, Pam. Pam and Michael.
Pam and Michael. We're so thrilled to have you with us tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, let me ask you this. Pam and Michael, which one of you has a snoring problem at night?
I do.
Pam, have you ever recorded Michael snoring?
No.
You really should.
You really should. Just to show him what you have to put up with. And Pam, what do you do when he snores?
Actually, I've gotten better at ignoring it.
Pam, it's not up to you to ignore it. It should be up to him to work at fixing the problem.
Like you did? Like you got surgery?
No, well, I'm very selfish. Michael is not selfish. Pam, tell me about the night you realized that the snoring might be a problem. It was clearly, it wasn't the first week or two or third, three, you know, 4 weeks in.
Oh, I can't even remember how long ago that was.
Oh, that's a big hint right there. That's a big hit. But, you know, the first few weeks when you're still in the aw shucks.
It was multiple years in.
Well, what really scared me was the time I heard his father snoring.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it was like, exactly.
That's what I have to look forward to, or in big trouble.
Oh, it was exactly the same snoring, right?
No, it was it's like 10 times worse.
Oh,
no, Michael's is not that bad yet. But she knows that's the train that she's riding on. She knows that's where they're heading. Now, hey, Michael and Pam, Michael, tell me about a habit Pam has that if you could push a button, a magic button, you would make her stop doing that.
Oh, geez, that's an awful question.
No, it's not. It's a great question.
No, it's a terrible question.
It's a great question.
He can't be honest with the answer to that question.
Why not?
Because it'll be deeply insulting to Pam.
I really can't think of one.
Really? You wouldn't change one thing about her?
No, Pam's perfect.
Okay.
I mean, especially not by pressing a button.
Okay, watch how it's done. Pam?
How about an Allen wrench?
Pam, if you could change one thing about Michael, one little thing. One, not a big thing. We know you love him. We know you're committed to him. We know you guys are going the distance.
Would it require a button or maybe a Sawzall?
A magic button. What would you change about Michael?
You can't do things like that with buttons.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, this is a very big, powerful button.
You know what she means? She means, Pam, just say the snoring, for the love of God. Pam, just try being honest. Just try for once being honest. Maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll want to be honest all the time. Just say the snoring.
I don't think it's any of your business.
Hmm.
Oh, I've been saving that answer for you guys. Project.
Is she right? Is it none of my business?
That's right.
No, I think it is your business, considering the topic of the show.
Just remind me, Ken, because it was a while ago. Who called who?
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, one last question. Tell me about the last time either of you drank too much.
Let's see. For Michael, it would be high school, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And for me,
For you, it was probably about 9 p.m.
Festival.
9 p.m. last night.
Oh, it was the time I went to London in 1999.
Oh, you guys have been walking the line for a while.
Yeah, I stopped drinking at the beginning of the pandemic. It was just no longer. It was a matter of I only drank when I went out to a beer festival that I helped organize. And, of course, that stopped happening.
She organized. That's right. The pandemic killed all those beer festivals.
Yes.
Okay, so wait. So it's been 1999. So it's at least 20 some years.
And usually I would have, like, one pint because I needed to be able to get home in one piece.
Exactly. So wait, hold on. I'm piecing this all together. I have lots of clues now. The snoring, 1999, the trip to London, right? The COVID changing their life.
Yeah,
right?
Come on. Do it like you did it at the bottom line that one time.
I'm ready with my guess.
Go ahead.
You guys have just celebrated, I'm not talking about marriage, I'm talking about dating, I'm talking about the relationship. You just celebrated 31 years together.
You're low.
Off by about 33%. 45.
Wait, 45 years. Well, first off, mazel tov on that. But I mean, I'm in love with Pam, too. I can see why you love this woman. But I just am terrible.
Remember
at this
Pam
game.
Pam from Hollywood.
Yeah,
that's how we say go to hell in Hollywood.
Yeah, what happened, Andy? Because you actually used to be quite good at this.
Ever since I sobered up, I've lost my superpowers.
Maybe you're getting calls from people who are very different to the sort of people with whom the trick worked.
Maybe it really,
That's an interesting theory, Michael.
You know, people whose life trajectories were pretty familiar to you know you would do a better job.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow what he said. But I'm going to say it sounds right. Sounds true. I just want to score now. I just want to score before the end of the
Well, Michael hour. And Pam, you've won a bumper sticker. Collect that bumper sticker.
Yeah, don't bother us.
You need to contact, who is it again?
Pam, wait, it was...
The first couple that called.
Tom and somebody. What was their names?
I don't know, Andy. Your note taking is
the worst.
Your note taking is really incredible.
Yeah. It answers the question.
Susan
and Tom. How did Andy do in high school?
You should see Andy's notes on this show.
All right, Susan and Tom. They have our bumper stickers.
Michael and Pam. Yeah, contact me at ken@wfmu.org. I'll hook you up with Susan and Tom.
Hey, why don't we do these for our marathon gifts too?
What?
Just find one listener, send them 200 tchotchkes, have them distribute
them. Yeah, not going to do that.
Yeah. Hey, we should talk about our tchotchkes.
Thank you, Michael and Pam.
We should talk about our marathon gift this year.
Why don't we decide what we're going to do first?
I like our idea that we've been talking about. The little doll, the cutout doll that you cut out and you put it on the shelf.
Andy on a shelf. And what does Andy on a shelf do?
He watches he watches you and your family.
Uh-huh.
He keeps an eye on you and your family.
And does what exactly?
Well, if one of you tells a lie, if one of you lies to the other.
Yeah, then what does he do?
He waits until you're asleep.
Uh-huh.
He waits until you're fast asleep.
Right.
2, 3 in the morning.
Yep.
And then he comes down off the shelf.
And then what?
Kills your pet.
What if the
has a knife?
So he waits for you to be asleep.
Yeah. Then he goes back up the shelf.
The pet might still be alive. That doesn't matter.
What are you talking about? The pet's dead now by 3:05 a.m.
Well, yeah, the Andy on a shelf sneaks down and kills the pet.
But you'll see, you will have extraordinarily well-behaved children and a very well-behaved wife. People will be walking on eggshells. And I'll tell you why, Ken.
Why?
They love their pets. People love their pets. So before they say anything, before they try to deceive each other, or even a slight exaggeration, they will glance up at the Andy on a shelf, the little doll.
But this is
they'll think twice.
A safe doll.
If you can discipline yourself, if you can manage not to lie.
I think everybody lies a little bit.
Not me.
Once in a while.
Well, what I do is before I tell a lie or a fib, I take the doll off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in the closet.
So it doesn't hear the lie.
Exactly.
This kind of reminds me of that old TV show Trilogy of Terror with Karen Black.
Yeah.
Had the little doll that...
is this going to be a long story?
I think it killed her, actually.
Would you say the story is about halfway done?
It's over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, while you're complaining, it ended.
Yeah. In fact, my complaining extended the story.
That's true. Let that be a lesson to you.
You think it will be?
No, I don't think it will be.
Hoisted on my own petard. Hey, listen, I just want to nail one couple. I mean, I don't want to nail, I mean, in the traditional sense, in the cookie party sense.
You want to nail them both?
No. I want to guess how long they've been together.
Okay, let's keep
trying. Why can't I do this?
Yeah, I know. You've really fallen down on this.
I have to now, you know what I have to factor in? How old our listenership is.
That would be a good thing to factor in.
What do you think the average age of our listeners are?
I don't know.
Just based on this show.
Hello?
65, 70?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, you're on. Hi. Hey, thanks for calling. Who are we talking to?
Hey, we're talking to Mr. Holy Toledo. It's been a while. I haven't called since the pandemic.
It's Mr. Holy Toledo. And who are you with, Mr. Holy Toledo?
I'm with my wife, Colleen.
And, then just remind me, Holy Toledo, what do they call you around the office?
Why do they call me Holy Toledo?
No. Or what's your given name?
My given name is Mike.
That's right. It's Mike and Colleen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What's so fantastic?
I don't know. Really nothing. Really nothing. It's fantastic. Hey, let me ask you this, Mike and Colleen. Who pays the bills in your house?
Me. I do.
I'm a teacher, so it's kind of easy to trump that, but she pays the bill.
I don't quite understand. What does that mean?
He's grading.
Do I, like, actually just...
Oh, physically.
Like, paying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, physically writing out and mailing the checks. That's Colleen.
Okay.
Oh, I see. But Colleen also is earning more than you, Mike. Is that what you're saying?
I wanted to say that on radio to everybody, all the listeners.
That must be really tough for you, Mike. How do you deal with that?
It's actually not so bad.
Huh. It must be a little hard. Okay. And Colleen, I'm going to ask you without giving me a hint. How long have you had your current job?
Oh, I just started my job. The job I'm in now, in July.
And what do you do all day? What is your job?
I do HR for a financial services company.
I don't care. How did you two meet?
Hey, I have $5 if you'll be nice to these people.
I'll take it.
Okay, but you have to be nice.
Woo. The joke's on you. I was considering becoming nice anyway. I was considering continuing the call as a nice
guy. That is interesting because you were getting meaner and meaner.
I'll donate an extra $5, Ken.
I could make some money here. Wait a minute. That could actually work. People could call.
Yeah.
They could PayPal me some money.
Uh-huh.
And I would be nice to them. According to how much I get from them.
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
How did you two meet, Mike and Colleen?
High school. Well, we knew each other. We went to the same elementary school. But
wow.
We met in high school.
Did you go all the way in high school?
No. Who's crossing the line now? No.
just a simple question.
But were you each other's prom dates in high school?
No. We only dated for like 3 months in high school, and then we didn't see each other for some time.
And then you found each other again during college or after college?
After.
And during those 3 months that you dated in high school, did you go all the way?
Oh,
no. I have a different question. During those 3 months when you were together in
That's
high school,
why she's with me now.
During those 3 months, who was president of the United States? No, it's only cheating if I know anything at all about American history.
You know a bit about American history.
I don't think I could. I don't think that's enough of a clue. Do you?
We can actually answer that, and it won't necessarily help us.
Because it was Reagan, right? 8 years.
No, I know what the answer is. They're going to say Bush, but they won't. They won't say which Bush it was.
That's right.
It was Bush, but they won't say which Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I only knew
12 years.
I only knew when he was president and what year it is now.
Well, Daddy Bush was president from 88 to 92.
Okay, hold on. 88. Hold on. I know the year now.
Yeah.
2024. And you just gave it away, Ken. 88. Hold on.
That was Daddy
Hold on.
Bush, 88.
I need a teacher. I need a teacher desperately. Mike, I need you here. And then hold on. Three. Hold on.
W.
36
he's
years.
He's not a math teacher.
And then W was president from 2000 to 2008.
Well, now you're just confusing things. Okay, so that's 35. But I'm listening to them. They seem so comfortable with each other. They're still enjoying each other's company, right?
Yeah, but you've learned that that
So they're clearly, well, no, they clearly, it's clearly early onset dementia has kicked in. Listen to them giggling. They clearly don't know who they are or where they are. Okay, the answer is you guys are celebrating. I'm not talking about your marriage. Okay, well, no, I can't. Wait, how many years together? Okay, I'm not talking about high school, ignoring those 3 months in high school.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
when you're getting back, you get back together years later. Obviously, it was 7 years later. It was after college. I'm going to say, I'm going to subtract. You guys are together 28 years.
No.
God damn it. What's wrong with me?
Together 12. Man.
We've been together 12 and married.
Married
eight.
For eight.
Well, congratulations.
So they've been
time.
Together 20 years.
12.
No, 12. Eight is oh, part
I
of that
see.
12.
I see.
So it was the second Bush.
It was the second Bush.
W, yeah.
Yeah, it was W. I hope you have enough bumper stickers to go around, Ken.
Yeah, so Holy Toledo and Colleen, we want you to contact
Tom
and Sylvia.
I don't know.
I like the outsourcing.
Susan and Tom.
Yeah, we've outsourced
Email me at ken@wfmu.org, and I'll hook you up with Susan and Tom, and they'll mail you your bumper sticker.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Colleen. Colleen, I'm sure your job is fascinating, and I apologize.
Really?
No, it sounds great. You report to HR. There's something. You have an office, probably your own little
And
cubicle.
Colleen and Mike, I was telling Andy this dream I had earlier.
Oh, for the love of God.
I was on a cliff, and I was with Pete Davidson, actually, for some reason. Yeah. And we were stuck high up on this cliff, and the only way we could get down was to slide down this incredibly steep dirt cliff on our butts, and we would do it several times a day. But then one time Pete Davidson fell off and he landed in a car in the parking lot.
I know what that dream means. I can interpret that dream.
Yeah, it means,
it means you're stupid. That's a stupid dream.
I was just trying to get my $5 back. Jeez.
I dream about gravity too all the time. 201-209-9368.
Thanks Mike and Colleen.
Hey, I love talking to couples.
Yeah, you're very good at it. You're not good at guessing how long they've been together.
No, you're being kind. You're being generous. I'm awful.
You should start drinking again.
I should start just doubling my guess.
Sometimes people who drink a lot, you know, when they stop drinking, everything goes to hell. It happened to Lester Bangs. He stopped drinking and he was dead like a month later.
That's what they call anecdotal. So that's what you would say to drunks, to alcoholics. Don't put that bottle down. Let me tell you about Lester Bangs.
Well, it's not anecdotal about Lester Bangs.
It's anecdotal. It's one guy that had a bad experience giving up drinking.
But a really well-known guy, really influential guy. Did I tell you about my Pete Davidson dream?
Is that a true dream that you really had?
Yeah.
He died.
He had fallen off the cliff many times, landing on top of parked cars, and everybody thought it was funny.
Hey, you know what was a good premise for a movie? There's a new movie, Dream Scenario.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah.
Great. Did you see it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really, really
great
good.
Great idea for a movie.
Yeah.
He was amazing, wasn't he, Nick Cage?
Yeah, I love Nick Cage. Way better than his previous movie, Renfield.
Well, way better than his 80 other previous movies. that he did last year.
Did you see Pig with Nicolas Cage?
I saw the movie that Nick Cage wasn't in last year.
What was that? Which one?
It was called Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, he was in that.
It was 100% Nick Cage free.
No, he was
That's how they promoted
it. He was in very briefly.
Yeah, very briefly. He had a little cameo.
Did you like that movie?
No. Killers of the Flower Moon. I began to get a little restless in the eighth hour.
Well,
it's the movie that never ended.
You want to really nail this. You want to be able to guess how long at least one couple has been together.
Oh, it really doesn't matter. Is this what the whole year is going to be like? I come in every Wednesday and do this.
No, we're going to do something different every week. Every single week we're here from 6 to 7 p.m. and we come up with a different failed concept every week. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
How you doing? I can't believe we finally got through.
I can't believe it either.
Introduce yourself. Introduce you and your wife.
This is Sam.
And this is Emily.
Hi, Sam and Emily.
Oh, hi, Sam and Emily. Hold on. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and then just based on your answers, I'm going to divine how long you've been together. And if I'm wrong, you're going home. You won't go home empty-handed. Nobody goes home empty-handed.
Well, no, not thanks to Susan and Tom.
You go home nearly empty-handed. Let me ask you this.
Start guessing when couples are going to break up.
Yeah, I should. I should. Yeah, I should say. I should try to guess how long you should be together. You're exactly right. Let me ask you this. Sam and Emily, when was the last time? Tell me about the last vacation you took. Wait, I hear a baby in the background. There's your hint. That's the clue I needed.
Maybe it was a dog.
Sam and Emily, tell me about the last family vacation you took. Oh, my God.
That's a dog.
No, that's a baby.
Family
no.
vacation, not yeah. counting holidays.
Not counting holidays. Family vacation.
The annual family vacation to Bethany Beach, Delaware, back in August.
Whose family lives in Bethany Beach? Was that, or do you just have a house there that you go to?
There's a house there that's been in my family since my grandparents in the 60s.
Since your grandparents, hold on, wait. Oh, man, I wish I could do math. 60s, grandparents, owned a house. It's no help. I'm not smart enough.
The 60s were 1961 through 1970.
Sam and Emily, tell me this. Tell me which of you would you say is most responsible for decorating your house, so picking out the furniture?
Well, that's a hard question.
It is a hard question because it can't be 50-50. Somebody had to yield to somebody.
Yeah, an awful lot of our stuff has come in secondhand. But
that's a baby.
A lot of it has come
that's a baby coyote in the background.
From you and your life secondhand.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
I hope I'd have said me almost right away.
Yeah, I would say Sam. That's the vibes I'm getting. Emily, I think Emily has strong opinions, but she has learned to yield. She's learned to at least give in on that, so she can get her way on the big stuff, on the more important stuff. Emily's playing the long con. Okay, and we hear a baby in the background. It sounds like there's one baby. Sam's grandparents owned the house in the 60s. They still go to Delaware there. I'm ready with my guess. You two, first off, you sound like a great couple. Thanks for calling, and thanks for your support. I'm ready with my guess. I'm so scared because I've been so wrong. There's a baby. I'm going to say you've been together, not married, but together, 17 years.
You are...
That's pretty close.
Closest yet. This is our 16th year.
Wow,
wait,
you did it. You did it.
Okay, you're going to have to drive around town, now get this, without a new bumper sticker on your car.
Oh, man.
People will be looking at you. They'll be pointing you out. Hey, what's wrong with that couple? Look how old those bumper stickers are. Sorry, you're just not eligible for the new bumper sticker.
Wow, Sam and Emily, you redeemed Andy. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I wish I could end. I wish I don't have to take another call. I'd rather end on that note.
We could end on that note.
We can?
Yeah.
You know what Bethy does? One cute thing about my wife, among many.
Oh, the one cute thing.
One of many.
Okay.
There are actually 18 cute things about Bethy. But the one cute thing I love about her is when we have a catch, when we're out front, throwing the frisbee, throwing the football, we can't go in. Until one of us makes a great catch. We can't go in after dropping the ball.
Right. I'm so impressed that you play catch with your wife.
Well, I hire a guy to play catch.
Oh, I see.
A kid down the street.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin. He's good. Kevin's good. Well, Kevin played high school football.
Is he hot?
Yeah, he's hot. Yeah.
So you hire a hot kid to play catch with your wife.
Well, he comes over anyway twice a week to sexually service Beth.
Oh, okay.
So they play catch afterwards.
So playing catch is...
He's over anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Sam and Emily, thank you so much for playing.
You're welcome.
She's taking the sex lessons for us, Ken.
What's his name, Kevin?
To strengthen our marriage. That's why she takes those lessons.
I know she used to take sex lessons from Mr. Garcia.
Yeah.
But he moved out of town.
Yeah, you could. That's one way to put moving out of. Yeah, he moved out of town. That's okay. One way to put
was
it.
Was he arrested or something? What happened to Mr. Garcia?
He's doing a jolt, 5 to 7.
Okay. You obviously didn't
vet
him.
He moved out of town. That's what we tell the kids. Where's Mr. Garcia? He moved out of town.
What was he charged with?
You can visit Mr. Garcia.
Or what was he indicted for, really, is what is the question.
Well, it's a long story. I got a glimpse into his van. The police left the back door open.
Huh. Has he had a glance into your van?
Hey, my van now is 100% soundproof.
Why?
Why? I'll tell you after we're off the air.
Okay. Hey, congratulations on your movie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's right. My little movie on Peacock.
Yeah. Well, it's now available on Amazon Prime, I think.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I don't think it is.
Maybe some people get Peacock through Amazon Prime.
Oh, that might be true. It's bundled. It's bundled together. Yeah.
But the critics are raving. The critics love it.
The critics have been very kind to it, and I think it's doing pretty well. And
the name of the movie again is Monk's Last Case. Is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Monk's Last Case. And there's actually some buzz. We have
some momentum. You got the big Mo.
Well, we have the small Mo.
The small Mo.
The big Mo has been taken.
Who took it? Nicolas Cage.
No.
For the dream scenario.
No, the guy with the show last night.
Oh, Bucci. Yeah, Bucci does have
Bucci
the big
grabbed my momentum.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Bucci? He can operate the board, take calls, and do a show solo.
I did hear that. That is really impressive.
It's good to have heroes. He's my hero. Hey, thanks very much to Ann and Zach, Emmeline, Susan and Tom.
Susan and Tom have a lot of work cut out for them.
Jeff and Lee, Michael and Pam.
And if you're one of these couples...
Mike and Colleen.
If you're one of these couples, email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Sam and Emily.
And I'll be happy to introduce you to Susan and Tom, who can mail you a bumper sticker.
They've got bumper stickers coming out their butt. Some listeners don't have any bumper stickers.
I know, it's amazing. Remember that woman who you put a bumper sticker on her butt? Remember that? It happened.
That didn't happen.
It did happen.
What's wrong with me? What the hell is wrong with me?
What's wrong with you is that you forgot that you forget these things.
It takes a lot of therapy to forget these things.
Yeah. Man, right. Can I?
Am I here live next week?
You are. And the week after that, too.
Yeah, but then I'm going to need a break.
No, then you're on Skype for 2 weeks.
I am?
Yeah. Yeah, you're here every week this month. Imagine that.
That's not cool, man.
And then you
That's
hear most.
Cool to make me come in every week.
Well, no, the last 2 weeks of January, you're Skyping it in. You're phoning it in.
I'm cool, man.
Very, very cool, I would say. Hey, thank you to Jeremiah.
You make me laugh. You make me laugh so hard.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. And
hey, if we have any, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, if we have any listeners in Salt Lake City, I'm going to be at Sundance.
At the
film festival.
Okay.
And
you're looking for a place to stay in Salt Lake City?
I'm looking for someone to buy me a milkshake.
Okay. Or Park City, too. I think we have a listener in Park City.
Oh, of course. No, you're absolutely right. Park City. Salt Lake City. I'm flying into Salt Lake City.
Yeah, so you could meet up with people in either Salt Lake City or Park City.
I think, actually, the way Sundance Film Festival works, they actually have movies in both cities, both places.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have enough theaters to accommodate in Park City.
You could also hook up with people in Provo. Hey, we're running late. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Shut up. this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Do I move you? Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? The truth now. Do I move you? Are you loose now? The answer better be yes. It pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Are you hip to what I'm saying? If you are, that pleases me. When I touch you,
do you quiver? From your head down to your liver. If you like it, let me know it. Don't be psychic or you'll blow it. The answer better be good. Great God Almighty, that pleases me.